Today is Monday the 14th of July, in the 15th week of Ordinary Time. The monks of Pluskerton Abbey sing, Veniti Filii Auditi Me. Come, my sons and daughters, listen to me. Come to the Lord and be enlightened, and your faces will not be put to shame. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And one's foes will be members of one's own household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up the cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Those who find their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever welcomes a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive the reward of the righteous. And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward. Now when Jesus had finished instructing his 12 disciples, he went on from there to teach and proclaim his message in their cities.
In today's reading, Jesus speaks about challenges in our relationships. Perhaps challenges that we are reluctant to hear, or that are difficult to understand. I have come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother. Can you recall times when being a follower of Jesus has driven a wedge between you and someone else in your family? Or maybe between a friend or colleague? Thank you. Jesus says, "Whoever does not take up the cross and follow me is not worthy of me." As a follower of Jesus, what does it mean to you to take up your cross? Talk with the Lord about this now. As you listen to the reading again, notice what Jesus says about welcome for his followers.
"Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And one's foes will be members of one's own household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up the cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Those who find their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever welcomes a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive the reward of the righteous. And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward." Now when Jesus had finished instructing his 12 disciples, he went on from there to teach and proclaim his message in their cities.
Whoever welcomes you welcomes me. Try now to call to mind a time when you've received a warm welcome as a Christian. What was this like? Perhaps you can picture Christ, who dwells within you, also being welcomed. Take a moment to give thanks for all those who welcome you and encourage you in your faith. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end.
Amen.